are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was jazz legend, composer, clarinetist, and saxophonist Philip Wells Woods with the 1954 song Pot Pie. And that song will begin a sort of rendezvous with the master of bop sax and a man that has been shaping the way we listen to jazz since the mid-1950s. We are going to spend the next hour looking into the music and life of Phil Woods. Born in Springfield, Massachusetts back in 1931, he got his roots firmly planted in the jazz world by studying music with Lenny Tristano and attending the Manhattan School of Music and at the Juilliard School. The press would label Phil as New Bird because of the influence Charlie Parker yielded on his playing and many others, but it was a moniker that he didn't care for. In fact, we recently had a lively interview with Mr. Woods, and he has so much energy that it was simply easy to see where his music came from. And he had quite a bit of humor as well. This is what he told me was going on through his head when he saw his uncle's sax in his home for the very first time at the age of 12.
And I was 12 years old, and my main thrust in life was, it was during World War II. I was making toy soldiers, go to the junkyard and get lead and melt it and make toy soldiers and paint them and all that. So, and I was prowling around in my grandmother's house, and I looked under the wicker sofa in her den, and I saw this case. I opened it up, and it was the alto. And I'd say, oh my God, I can melt this sucker down and have some real soldiers,
And a career still going strong to this very day at the age of 82. Phil has played with all the legends, and we shall find out more about Phil Woods as we roll on this hour. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town that Phil Woods has played in and simply loves, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to open up the jazz catalog of the great Phil Woods and let you marvel at it a bit. Here he is in 1955 with his quartet with the song Woodlore, right here on Neon Jazz. Thank you.
Earl Woods, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino, the best music on your dial.
Thank you.
That was Phil teamed up with the great Donald Byrd with the 1956 song Once More off the Young Bloods album. Phil has lived in Monroe County, Pennsylvania since 1974 and is the founder and advisory board member of the Delaware Water Gap Celebration of the Arts, or CODA, founded in 1978. Prior to Delaware, he moved to France in 1968 and led an avant-garde jazz group known as the Eastern Rhythm Machine. When he returned to the United States in 1972, he formed a quintet that was still performing all the way up until 2004. Over the years, he has played with the likes of Charlie Barnett, Jimmy Rainey, Dizzy Gillespie, Buddy Rich, the great Quincy Jones, and Benny Goodman. This is what he told me about what goes through his head when he's getting ready to play a gig.
I'm trying to find a good note, man. I'm trying to sound as good as I can, and it's not easy when you get to, I'm going to be 83 in a couple of weeks.
Let's move right into 1957 next here on the show with the tune No More Nights off the album Four Altos. Thank you. That was Phil with the 1960 song Prelude and Part 1 off the Rites of Swing EP. So on a personal note, Phil married the late Charlie Parker's former wife, Chan, in the 1950s and became the stepfather to singer Kim Parker. On a more professional note, his alto sax on Billy Joel's Just the Way You Are is one of his claims to fame. He also played the alto sax solo on Steely Dan's Dr. Wu from their 1975 album Katie Lied, as well as on Paul Simon's Have a Good Time from the 1975 iconic album Still Crazy After All These Years. So we are going to flip right around through the 60s and land on 1967 for the next song on our Hour of Phil. Here's the tune Zobra the Greek off the Greek Cookin' album.
I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
was Phil back in 1969 with the song Fill the Woods with Laughter off the Round Trip EP. So Phil popped up all over the place in the 1960s. He was on Benny Carter's classic Further Definitions record. He toured Europe with the short-lived Thelonious Monk Non-Ed and appeared on studio dates like the soundtracks to The Hustler and Blow Up. Along with gigs, he teaches. He said that there is no better way to learn jazz than to gig and travel constantly. And this is what he said about the power of good teachers.
I met my first teacher, Mr. Harvey LaRose. And I think without that first teacher is so important, no matter who you are and what you're doing in life. You know, a good teacher can nurture you and keep you going.
And this is what he had to tell me about what he tries himself to teach his students.
I want them to sound good, play well, and be sure about yourself, you know.
Our next track on this Hour of Phil goes up some years to the year 1980. Here he is with the tune Lou Blue.
Kansas City trumpeter Clint Ashlock, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
That was Phil back in 1989 with the song Bradley's Revenge off the album Flash. Phil has been extremely busy over the years. He has been nominated for 7 Grammy Awards, and he's won 4. He has produced over 48 albums as an esteemed leader, been on countless others with every possible luminary in jazz. And to bring our music full circle on this hour dedicated to Phil Woods, here he is in 2013 off his latest album with the song Pairing off the CD Right to Swing. And he has had that right over a long, memorable journey through the annals of jazz. And if you want to see that life unfold in moving pictures, there is a 2005 documentary called Phil Woods, A Life in E-Flat, Portrait of a Jazz Legend. And to commemorate his greatness, he was given the Jazz Master Award from the National Endowment of the Arts in 2007. But in his own words, as we have been true to that over this hour of jazz, this is what he had to say to me about his enduring jazz legacy.
Well, I like it to remember the fact that I've tried to remain true to the music and try to sound good, try to say something that was meaningful to the world.
And with that, thanks to Phil Woods for his time and speaking with Neon Jazz, and thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a luminary in broadcasting, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Like what you heard? Well, we'd love to hear from you out there in Radio Land. Send us a request. Send us a suggestion. We love hearing from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.